So in the first reading, since Christmas time, we've been hearing this letter to the Hebrews that may have been written by St. Paul to a group of the early church. And in this section of the letter, it's an encouragement to not give up. In the first part, he was explaining about who Jesus is as the great high priest and how we can have confidence that Jesus is always going to be interceding for us, which means he's always praying for us and helping us to become holy, helping us to become saints. And then just before this part, he talked about how there are so many people in salvation history, which means the time from God's perspective. So many people who have lived a life of faith. And sometimes they were scared, sometimes they were confused, sometimes they made bad choices, but they always returned and lived a life of faith. And so now he's saying, because we have those examples, we can have the confidence to do it too. So life might be hard for you right now, but don't give up. This is what the letter is saying, and what a great lesson for us. Because how often, right, we face difficulties. Sometimes things don't go our way. Sometimes we get beat by the teachers. Difficulties in life that we have to overcome and not get discouraged. And this is what he's saying. And at the beginning of this passage, he used the word discipline, I think, 4 times. And I bet if I asked you, that no one really likes that word discipline. Because when we hear the word discipline, I think many of us associate it with punishment. Like we got caught, we got in trouble, we broke the rules, we're being disciplined. And yes, that's part of the word. But the word discipline is related to the word disciple. And the word disciple means student. So to be disciplined is what helps us to become good students. And students in class, yes, but students of Jesus. Students of faith. Like, how do we become the boys and girls and the men and women that God wants us to be? How do we become saints? And he says, through the discipline of God. So it's not just the punishment. When your teacher makes you trace your letters over and over again so you can learn your alphabet. When you have to do your multiplication tables, when you have to memorize passages, when you have to do homework over and over again, that's discipline teaching you how to become a better student. When we go over and over, how do we act in church? What's the right postures? How do we genuflect? How do we hold our hands? What are the right responses? It's discipline so that you know how to go to Mass well. When you get awarded for the virtues, when you act the right way and you follow the rules, we're disciplining you by rewarding you. We're teaching you. We're training you. When you go to choir practice, the music teacher disciplines your voice. One, so you know how to read the notes on the page, but also you know how to use your voice to sing. That's discipline. When you play sports, oftentimes the coach disciplines us. Sometimes because we do the wrong thing, but most of the time because the coach wants us to be the best. So we get disciplined. So when we think about our faith life, when we think about all those things that we have to do, do we think of them as punishments, or are they opportunities to become saints? And as we celebrate Catholic Schools Week, that's the only reason that Holy Family Catholic School exists, is to make you a saint. You're going to learn lots of academic things because you're not just a spirit. You have a body, you have a brain, so you need to learn things. So we're going to help you learn things about the natural, the physical world. But all of that is to help you to become a saint, so you can become more like Jesus. And so we think about all the things that we can do to discipline, to learn how to become a better Christian, how to be a better Catholic, how to become a saint. And he uses a sporting image here. Just before this, he says, run the race, don't give up. And then he says, you know, so strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make your feet, make your path straight. So strengthen your drooping knees, your hands and your weak knees. Meaning, don't pout. Don't sulk around like a little brat, is what he's saying. Because sometimes we don't like to be disciplined, especially when we get caught for doing something that we weren't supposed to be doing, and we have to be corrected. Don't sometimes we pout, whether it's from our teacher or from our mom and dad? He's saying, don't do that. Receive it as an opportunity to become better. I mean, no one likes to be called out for doing things that are wrong. But if we're humble, we can acknowledge, yeah, I made a mistake, and next time I can do better. This is the point of the discipline. And this is what helps us to become boys and girls, men and women of faith. So that all that we do here, all that your parents teach you at home, every time we come to Sunday Mass, we become better. We become more like Jesus. And this is what was happening in the gospel. So Jesus, you know, he's going around the area doing these amazing works. He's preaching these wonderful sermons, telling everybody about the love of God. He's healing people who were sick, people who were almost dead. He brings them back to life. People who were dead, he brings them back to life. Doing all these amazing works. And then he goes home, and people are making fun of him. People are teasing him. Like, who does this guy think he is? He's just one of us. And so the application to us is what? Don't sometimes our friends discourage us from being good? Don't sometimes our friends encourage us to be bad? This is what was happening with Jesus. They were not encouraging him. They didn't believe that he could do these great things. As you learn more about Jesus, as you receive the sacraments, and the life of God really becomes part of who you are, you should be able to do great things. Maybe you can't, like Jesus, walk on water or do these great things, but you can behave well. You can love your brothers and sisters. You can be nice and be kind to each other, even though you may not want to. This is what faith does inside of us. And so once again, you know, our dear friends in eighth grade, tomorrow night, they're getting confirmed, which means the bishop will be here and he will pray over them, and the Holy Spirit's going to come down and rest and live inside of them. They're going to be like a big ball of God's love. The explosion, a volcano of God's love, if they want it, if you want it, that opportunity is there for you. But I know there's lots of competition in your own heart and around you. So you can look at the passage today as inspiration to not be discouraged by the people around you if they don't believe that you can change. Because maybe you've been a brat all year long, or all your life, you've been kind of sulking and not very happy about things. All that can change tomorrow. Tomorrow night, if you come to this Mass with an expectant faith, God will do an amazing thing in your life. And then maybe on Friday, you'll come to school, and your classmates or the other kids will be like, what's wrong with you? Why are you trying to be so good now? You think you're better than all of us. This is the same thing that Jesus faced. So take courage in that. Don't be discouraged by the lack of faith of other people, even if they're your classmates, even if they're your family. Because even Jesus' family had a problem with him. God loves you. God loves each of you in a way that you cannot imagine. And he wants to change your life. And so sometimes he does it through discipline. And sometimes that discipline comes from your parents or your teacher or your priest. but it's all to make you into a saint. This is why your parents send you to Catholic school, so that you can be holy, so that your life can change the world. The people were astonished at the good work Jesus was doing. If you allow Jesus to change your life, then we all can be astonished at the amazing thing God is doing in your life. What we don't want is to be at the end, to be like Jesus, amazed at the lack of faith. So especially those of you who've been here for your whole school career, 8, 9, 10 years, what a shame it will be if you leave here with no faith, if you leave here and your life isn't changed. So these last, 24, 28, 30 hours for our eighth graders, really beg the Lord. I know you're gonna have opportunity for confession. Go to confession if you need to, but beg the Holy Spirit to really change your life so that what you know inside to be true, you won't be afraid to live it for the whole world. God loves you. He wants an amazing thing in your life to happen tomorrow night. Give him permission. Give him permission to set your faith, your life on fire, and then you can help set the school on fire. And then everyone will be astonished at the good work God's doing here at Holy Family.